He thought there might be a problem when they didn't hear from Six. It was a routine status check. Each of the spotters responding as requested. Zeta 1, clear. Zeta 2, clear. Zeta 3, clear. Zeta 4, clear. Zeta 5, clear. Then radio silence. A full 7 seconds of it. McElroy's gut clenched as he keyed his mic.
Zeta 6, report.
More silence.
Zeta 6?
3 more seconds of nothing. Then a sharp pop, followed by,
This is 6, sorry, was repositioning. I think I have him.
McElroy exhaled, telling himself that these things happened, that 6 was a good man and should be given a bit of slack. But that feeling of possible difficulties had not abated, and he wondered for a moment if they should abort the entire operation. No. He was simparent to it. Not when they were this close. He tapped Duncan's shoulder.
Put 6 on center screen.
With just a few keystrokes, Duncan switched the image in the main surveillance monitor to the feed coming from Zeta 6's camera. A shot from the top of a building on the west side of Rue d'Antin, showing the small plaza in front of the Saint-Michel metro station, near the entrance of the Latin Quarter. It was 6 p.m. on a Friday evening, and the area was packed with the usual swarm, tourists out enjoying the city, and locals trying to find their way home. Not the optimum situation, but then McElroy hadn't set the schedule.
Zeta 6, identify subject, he said.
Coming in atcha.
A translucent gray grid appeared over the feed, then a red dot zipped across the screen, and planted itself on the back of a man walking across Boulevard Saint-Michel, away from the camera.
You sure that's him?
McElroy asked.
I think so. Got a quick shot of him coming out of the metro station. Sending you that now.
A moment passed. Then Duncan's computer terminal dinged softly.
Play it,
McElroy told him. A smaller, unused monitor flickered to life with 6's shot of the metro entrance. The man he had tagged was in the middle of a pack of exiting commuters. Duncan paused the image and pushed in. Stonewell's surveillance gear was cutting edge, compact, and ultra-high def, so little quality was lost as the image was enlarged. The man on the screen was solidly built and had a rugged, time-worn face that McElroy had committed to memory years ago. His pulse kicked up a notch.
That's him, he said, then keyed his mic. Raven spotted. All teams, Raven spotted. Entering on Rue de la Huchette. 6 has him tagged. Zeta 5, stay alert.
Using a digital tag, the spotters synced their systems to pick the target out of the crowd.
Got him,
5 said.
On Huchette now.
Duncan switched Zeta 5's feed onto the main screen.
Grab team, stand by,
McElroy said. His orders from Stonewell were to snatch Raven and the man he was meeting. Both were wanted by the U.S. government, and their captures would reflect well on the organization, not to mention earn it a generous bonus on top of its usual service fee. There was only one small problem. The Latin Quarter was a warren of narrow pedestrian streets that weaved around centuries-old multi-story buildings like crooked trails through a dense forest. All were already filling up with hungry tourists. Because of the twists and turns, sightlines were a bitch, with dozens of nooks and recesses where their targets could hide from view if they even remotely suspected they were being followed. Raven had chosen his meeting place wisely. There was also the not insignificant fact that Stonewell's entire operation was off the grid. The French government was kept in the dark. A decision made by Stonewell's executive committee and passed on to McElroy. It was one that he fully supported, however. No way the French would have allowed them to move forward, especially given the short time frame involved. The radio crackled.
Zeta 1 to base, Hawk sighted, exiting taxi on Rue Saint-Jacques.